The island of Afognak near Kodiak was devastated by the 1964 Good Friday earthquake, which scattered its indigenous people to other parts of Alaska and the lower 48. Many lost touch with their culture and language, but as Dacia Eaton with KMXT reports, today Afognak descendants are making sure a new generation has a connection to Aleutic culture, language, and to the land where their ancestors lived.
Two young Alaska Native women who work at a nearby weir counting fish during summer are teaching the kids at this camp about salmon.
How many species of salmon are there?
Five.
Five. Can you name them?
Red salmon.
This is Dig Afognak on Afognak Island, and it's a kids' cultural camp.
That's Talitha Gertz, who spent the past seven summers working at the camp, which was previously the site of an archaeological dig, and before that, the home of her ancestors. The village was destroyed after the 1964 earthquake and tsunami.
After the earthquake and tidal wave, they decided not to rebuild on Afognak, and some of the villagers went to Port Lyons, and the rest dispersed throughout the United States, Kodiak, and Alaska. To me, I've realized that Dig Afognak, it's a place where we can all come together and talk about those original roots of Afognak.
The land on which the camp sits was owned by Afognak Native Corporation, and after an archaeological dig was completed, the camp was turned over to the tribe, and later the land was donated as well. Then Native Village of Afognak turned it into the kids' cultural camp. They host 4-week-long camps with themes like subsistence hunting and survival skills and Aleutic music and dance and language immersion. Kids, native and non-native alike, learn about science, the arts, and the outdoors through the lens of Aleutic culture. Gertz says visiting the place where her ancestors once lived helps her feel connected, and she says it's also important for her three kids. 16-year-old Skylar Gertz is the oldest.
If it wasn't for this camp, I probably would have been completely oblivious to who I am, I guess.
With light hair and eyes, she says growing up in Kodiak, people didn't always recognize her native identity. But at the summer camps, she feels like she's part of a big family. Now she works here as an intern, helping out in the kitchen and mentoring younger campers. Sometimes she tags along to help out on excursions, to forage for plants, or to hunt and fish. It also immerses campers in the Aleutic language. Signs with Aleutic words for household items are posted around the camp. Susan Malutin teaches Aleutic culture and language at the camp.
The language is a big part of it because as we learn the language and go into the different concepts, we learn about tradition, why this word is what it is, when it was used by the elders, the different kinds of ceremonies they had, the different kind of family structures they had, and these words describe those things, and they learn those things.
Nancy Nelson is the camp manager. She says the camp is critical for boosting the next generation's skills and confidence.
It's mostly building their self-esteem, making them have that self-confidence in themselves because they're our future leaders.
James Dunham is a member of the Afognak Tribal Council, which he says views the development of the camp as one of their most important accomplishments. Dunham says the camp is very important to him because, like many Afognak descendants, his grandchildren are growing up in the lower 48, and he doesn't want them to forget their roots.
We want to make sure our kids are able to hold their head up and be proud of who they are and where they come from.
And it seems to be working. Skylar Gertz, whose mother is a descendant but whose father isn't, says she cannot participate in some cultural activities like hunting for otters and seals during camp because of the way the government defines her eligibility through blood quantum. However, she says the camp has taught her to feel confident in who she is.
Being Native isn't about how much Native you are, it's just about your ancestors and how you live up to that today.
Dig Afognak summer camps run through the end of July. On Afognak Island, I'm Dacia Eaton.